Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Got to say, you look. If you said all you've got to say, and now that. That's what they say, what they say, what they say. You gotta walk away. Walk away, walk away, walk away. You're listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show on FCM Radio! We are back again, ladies and gentlemen! No one thought it possible, but we are! We're still doing the show! Nobody knows why! Nobody knows why! Nobody knows! Hey! Nobody knows why! Hey! Nobody knows! And here's Ben with the details of the show. Go, Ben!
What do you want me to say?
The details of the show.
What? This show?
What's coming up in the show, Ben?
Oh, that thing! Hi, everyone!
Hi, welcome. Ben!
Well, hi, Marv!
Full of energy, Ben!
Welcome to the show,
Let's do
everyone!
The show.
Coming up in the next hour and a half, we've got all the usual favourites. We've
that,
got
Ben?
The Shindig Pick of the Week.
Not had that for 4 years.
We've got the song that's just playing wrong.
Not had that for 4 months.
We've got the quiz.
Yes.
We've got the media review.
Yes.
We've got the buffer.
Yes.
Anything else? Oh!
We've got the midday review at 11 a.m, Marv. We've got blue and bloody yellow, haven't we? Oh, yeah, we got your mum on, Marv. What?
And we are live, people, live from a car park in North Manchester.
Car park in North... Which car park would that be in North Manchester? Where will that be? Where will that be, Ben? Where will that be? Will that be in...
Broadhurst Park.
Broadhurst Park. Wasn't entirely sure.
Just to let you know, dear listener at home, this is travel news.
Travel news.
No trams today to Moston.
What?
So don't get the tram. Get the bus.
Are the trams going on
holiday? 181 or the 182.
Are the trams going on holiday? Is that
rail replacement?
Rail replacement.
Yeah.
Those bloody rails.
Or get the train to Moston.
I'll do that.
Yeah. From Victoria.
Or get on your bike.
Or walk.
Yeah. Or walk it. Yeah. Wherever you live, walk it. You lazy. Fat get. Shindig health advice there, ladies and gentlemen. If you are overweight, try walking some.
You can email us, Ben and Marv,
with your complaints
at fcumradio.co.uk or, of course, through Twitter at fcumradio.
Shindig Breakfast Show.
So, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
So, I come round here today.
Yeah.
I've been stuck in my bedroom all afternoon editing football podcasts.
Stuck in my bedroom?
Right.
Hey, you live in a house, you're a grown man, why don't you do it in the lounge?
Because the kids are in the lounge, it's half term.
What?
Yeah.
You let your kids in the lounge?
Well,
we got cages for them. Keep them locked up, Ben.
But
they don't make lunch.
Their mum's off as well, so...
You can leave them in the front room unattended while you stay in your bedroom all day. This is a backwards relationship, Ben. Maintain control of the lounge. That's the first rule in the father's handbook. You know what the second rule is? Maintain control of the lounge, Ben. Same rule twice. It's so important. So important.
So I've been in my bedroom all day. And
it's
now,
still funny when you say it.
And now I've come out and this is my time to talk to the world.
It's my time to shine.
So I come round here today and Marv's been to work with his proper job.
All week.
And he's a bit down, so...
I'm down! I'm feeling down!
Why are you singing everything?
Huh?
Why are you singing everything?
Add some pep to the show, Ben. Everyone likes Glee, right? What's Glee got that we've got? Two things. One.
Good teeth.
Three things. Three things. One.
Dress
good
sense.
Teeth. Hang on. You're getting confused. Oh. Let's list the ones we've got, because we've got four now.
Okay.
Number one, dress sense. Number two,
teeth.
Good teeth.
Yeah.
Number three, Ben, someone that's not actually disabled, pretending to be disabled.
Good
we've
one.
Not got
no,
that.
We haven't got that.
We've not got that, Ben. And number four, the other thing we haven't got, bursting into song.
Oh.
We don't do enough
hang
of
on.
That.
I was talking about the things we have got.
No, I'm listing things that Glee has that we don't
dress
have.
Dress sense and teeth, then, needs to be removed.
Because...
Yeah.
Because we've already got those?
Yeah, exactly.
Dress. Sense.
I've come today.
You've come. I'll describe it, Ben.
As a radio producer.
You've come dressed as backstage crew. Have you got crew written on the back of your shirt?
No.
Because you're dressed like someone that could carry off some furniture off a theatre stage without me noticing.
You're just
missing the long sleeves and the balaclava, mate. Hey, here's a story for you, right? Yeah. Princess Parkway last night, Ben. Princess Parkway. You know Princess Parkway.
The gateway to South Manchester.
Or is it the gateway to hell? Because last night, Ben, friend of mine, travelling home, Ben, on the Prince. You know the Princess Parkway?
Yeah, Princess Parkway. The gateway to South Manchester.
Or to hell, Ben. Anyway, she's travelling down there, on her way home. A lot of traffic, and she's thinking to herself, what is going on?
Well, it's because everyone's going to the gateway to South Manchester.
That's not the reason, Ben. The reason is because hell is now coming to Manchester, Ben. Because there are youths.
Youths?
On small motorbikes, Ben. Have you seen these little things? Like
Krusty the Clown bikes?
Yeah, like a Krusty the Clown bike. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on those. All over the place, Ben. Not adhering to the rules of the road, I might say. They're just out there, Ben, popping a wheelie, Ben.
Do you remember the baddies in Batman Returns? The penguin one with Danny DeVito. They had little bikes.
Yes, they had little bikes, Ben, like those, but they weren't dressed in the same way and they weren't filming anything. They were just terrorising the neighbourhood, Ben. It's down on the Prince, you know, the Prince's Park.
Yeah, the gateway to South Manchester.
Or to hell these days, Ben, so that's the third time I've tried that joke.
I once sent someone to down the Prince's Parkway who were wearing United scarves, if you remember.
I do remember. It's one of my favourite stories about you.
Because one, he was rude.
Oh, hi, Mike. Can you tell me the way out, Chafford, please, Mike?
He didn't say please. If he said please, I would have directed him there.
Despite the strong accent.
Marv, we run a radio station for everyone around the world.
We do these days, Ben, but you dined out for years on the fact that you told a Cockney the wrong directions to Old Trafford.
I just didn't like his attitude. And I didn't send him totally the wrong way.
I mean, you sent him in a direction.
I sent him to the airport. That's
helpful.
Exactly.
He could have asked for better directions at the airport.
Exactly.
All right, mate. Some hairy menk pointing me this way. Is this Old Trafford? I've come to see Ryan Giggs play.
But anyway, yeah, Princess Parkway.
Always been an Old Trafford fan. I like to see them play. My favourite player over the years was Brian McClear because he reminded me of my favourite dessert.
Now.
Victoria Sponge. It makes no sense. But he always liked a Victoria Sponge, did Brian McClear, with his strawberries. We're going to talk about Sponge later, Ben, of course, because of Bake Off.
Bake Off report's coming up later. Just to say, a new feature that we're running here. Last week, we mentioned the new art exhibition that we're doing for Broadhurst Park with the Starbucks cups with various people's names on. Last week, we had Marv, which was quite disturbing for anyone in this studio who actually had that name.
Hello!
Who didn't buy that coffee.
That's me!
This week, we've gone with Phyllis.
Phyllis, yeah, Ben. So let's talk this through. You went up to the counter. You ordered a... Let me see if I can remember this right. Is it the same drink as last week?
Yeah, same drink.
It's a venti.
Venti latte, yeah.
Ben!
Oh, sorry.
Why aren't you letting me guess?
Sorry.
I said let me guess, and you've come in with your big feet, and you've stepped all over my guessing game.
You can guess how many sugars are in there, and if there's any sprinkles.
Let's have a look at you. Hang on. You have gained some weight since 2011. That was the special year.
Okay.
You remember the year?
Yeah.
The year where?
It was 2013.
You basically got so stressed, you forgot to eat. Do you remember that?
It was 2013.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Your son had just been born. Yeah.
Yeah.
Disgraceful. I'm going to guess, Ben, considering the weight that you're now carrying, there are, in that size coffee, because that is that a pint? Is it a pint of coffee?
Nearly.
It's not far off a pint of coffee, Ben. I'm guessing three sugars. Two.
Normally it'd be one, you say. So.
Yeah. You got to remember, Ben, that holding two fingers up to me is not only rude, but we're on the radio still, so people don't know you're holding two.
Sorry.
You forced me in a position to correct myself.
Any sprinkles?
No, thanks, I'm fine.
No, I'm there.
Oh, I imagine you got hundreds and thousands.
No.
Oh, don't tell me. Sprinkles of chocolate.
Chocolate's on there.
Chocolate's on there. Cinnamon? Did you get some cinnamon as
no,
well?
No, vanilla.
Vanilla sprinkles?
Yeah.
You can't get vanilla because... I'm so angry, Ben. You can't get vanilla sprinkles.
You can.
What are you sprinkling on?
Well, vanilla.
Vanilla what, mate?
Powder.
Vanilla powder.
It's white. Like vanilla is.
Oh, I'm not convinced. In the natural world. That. I've heard of getting vanilla syrups, Ben. I'm all right with that. I've got on board. But vanilla powder? No.
So, yeah, got...
If I was running the show there down at Starbucks, Ben, I'd show that vanilla powder what's for. Get out!
So I put on a bit of an accent to get away with saying my name's Phyllis.
What accent did you go with?
I just only ever so slightly. Just
give it to me now. Give me your normal. My name's Phyllis.
My name's Phyllis.
And what did you do there?
My name's Phyllis.
There is a subtle difference. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've all noticed it, Ben. Thank you for pointing out. It's the difference between my name's Phyllis and ridiculous. I put on a voice. Well, Marv, cleverly disguised myself with a very well-disguised accent. The accent was so well-disguised, it sounded exactly like me. Did they just take the name Phyllis and went, all right?
Yep.
Can I open it up to the listeners and say, if you want to send a name...
Yep.
Yeah?
Let's go for it.
Let's make it interactive. So, if you want to send in a name, at FCUM Radio, hashtag Ben's Cup, you can get a name.
FCUM Cup. Come on.
All right.
It's only cup we're going to win this season.
Hey! Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't get promoted every year.
It's not about promotion, mate. It's about winning the Manchester Premier Cup.
Whatever, it's not going to happen. So if you want to get in touch with Jeremy and give us a name, it doesn't have to be your name, it can be your name, but get us a name, and Ben will put it on the side of the cup. Well, precise Starbucks will put it on the side of the cup at Ben's request. I will take a picture of it, put it on. You can maybe put it in a frame. We'll sign it for you. Who knows? See how far this goes, Ben. Let's not close the options. Open the options up.
Feature.
Hashtag FCUM Cup. Lovely. And the nominations have now closed for the Football Supporters Federation.
That's right, Mav.
How many nominations did you make for FCUM Radio?
Four.
Which shows did you?
FCUM Radio.
Just as a general?
Yeah. I didn't put any shows down because...
Which category did you put FCUM Radio in?
In the radio show.
Radio show.
Yeah.
And you said FCUM Radio.
Yeah.
Right? That's not a show.
Well, this is the thing, Mav. We're in there with football shows. We're a football radio station. 606, for example, doesn't have a heavy metal show. Last time I checked. Whereas FCUM Radio does.
Well, why didn't you nominate the show?
Because that's not football based. It says show.
Best radio show.
Right. But FC Radio is very unique
It's not a show. If it said best radio station, you could have gone to town on FCUM Radio. Is such a unique opportunity for talent to flourish. But no, it didn't say that. It said best radio show. They've looked at that and gone, oh, there's a show called FCUM Radio. No, there's not. It's a very well-known radio station.
Throw it away. Then this club is my club.
Obviously. Yeah.
And then FC Live.
You said four.
No. Then I voted again.
Four.
Women's Team Live.
Right.
FCUM Radio again.
Right.
And the Manchester Football League show.
Right. And then?
And then I voted again.
Yeah.
FCUM Radio.
Mm-hmm. Still not a show.
FC Live. Uh-huh. And this club is my club.
And a fourth time?
FCUM Radio.
Right.
FC Live.
Uh-huh.
And Swampy's Red Rebel Radio.
Right. I mean, if Swampy wins, I'll be furious. Because you've not mentioned the shindig once in that.
It's our football show! We don't discuss
football. Swampy's is. You told me the other week. You went around there, you said something about what was going on with UKIP, and you talked for an hour. It's nothing about football.
No, we do discuss football. Oh. It's all centred on football.
We can do football. Football. What do you think of Peter Crouch?
What about him? He's
tall, isn't he?
He's got big teeth.
He's got massive teeth. Look at the size of those teeth. You know what, Ben? I reckon he could bite a coconut in half.
You know what else, Marv?
What's that?
I'm starting to warm to Chris Sutton.
Chris Sutton's all right, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's also pretty tall.
Yeah.
Good header of the ball, Chris Sutton.
But teeth that stays in his face.
Always stay inside. Not quite Mr. Ed, more like inside your head. You know, let's carry on football talk. James Beattie, Ben. Thoughts on James Beattie?
He had a good season once at Southampton, didn't he?
I remember that season, like in the 90s.
Playing three up front with Ripley. They had Ripley playing, didn't they?
Before he shone at Middlesbrough, Ben. That's where he started his career, of course.
Oh, it's Blackburn.
What did you make, Ben, of... Oh, I don't know. Let's pick another. Jermaine Pennant already. He was in the news this week. I thought, forgot about Jermaine Pennant.
Didn't he go to play in Vietnam or something?
Singapore.
Ah. Oh,
yeah.
Nearly.
No, I'm asking you, would you sing a Paul?
Oh, what?
A Paul.
Who's Paul?
No, it's getting confusing this now, isn't it? Anyway, that was Football Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Join us next week for Patrick Vieira.
I went to Halifax on Tuesday night, Mav.
Whoa, stop.
Oh, it's now... Oh, Mav.
Stop the phones.
Mav, yes, Mav. I need to ask you a question.
Oh, do you, Ben?
Yes, Mav.
Oh, okay.
This is the... wait. Oh, hi. Mav.
Brilliant.
Mav.
Yeah? What's that?
How was your week?
A lot of work, Ben. A lot of work. Just been really putting the hours in because it's not easy delivering such a complex and difficult project in such a... complex environment. I mean,
but you're a prince.
Excuse me. There's a lot of different things to take into consideration. You have to think about the different kind of project approach and structure that you're going to form. They have to assign the responsibilities and the roles. You've got to analyze the risks. Thank you, Ben. Maybe enter them onto your raid log and try and just make your objectives into a SMART methodology.
Which
stands for specific, measurable, achievable, results-driven, and time-orientated, of course. And you can't actually put time-driven and results-oriented into it, otherwise it becomes smarted raw. So they just make it up. There's also an organisation out there, Ben, called Umbrella.
What do they do?
Well, Ben, I can tell you that it stands for the United Medical British...
Ravers.
No, hang on.
Revelers?
No, this is the weird thing about it. I'll come back to it. Well worth looking up because it's the most ridiculous acronym you've ever heard in your life, and I don't want to guess. Also, I'm pretty sure that the Male Plastic Surgeons Society is called BAPS. Pretty sure. Gonna check that fact. But anyway, yeah, as I was saying, a lot of work, Ben. Oh, just making decisions and figuring out the tolerances. You know, you got to add in the variables to the different kind
Are
of contingents that can... What?
Are you building a bridge?
I suppose you could describe what I do as building bridges, Ben. I do form structures, even in a virtual space, between different kind of software-based solutions which will communicate with each other in that virtual environment, whether it be vis-a-vis A to B, or, of course, whether it's just a linear method. Said a linear method?
You need to distance yourself from this work, Marvin. We need to do a new radio show, Phil.
Well, Ben, it's in our gift, whatever we choose to do in this estate of possibilities. Hey, for the love of God, tell me something other than raid logs. What did you do this week?
Well, the last time you saw me, Marv, was Friday night, and then I went home from here and I went to bed. And then in the morning, I went to Kidderminster, Marv, and I had a lovely time in Kidderminster. Played really, really well.
I'm wondering if it's because I predicted Kidderminster will win, I'm going to do it again today. All right, who are we playing today?
Gloucester.
I hope Gloucester win.
Then on Sunday, Marv, I went to Broadhurst Park to watch Lee Sutton's last game in charge of the women's team, and it was
Chris
lovely.
Chris Sutton! Always liked Chris Sutton.
No, Lee Sutton.
Oh, Lee Sutton, yeah.
Yeah, his last game in charge of the women's team,
yes.
And it was 5-1 we won. Girls did him proud. The bar was did a nice little presentation.
Was it
for
a sad
stuff.
Affair? Was it a pop,
he was,
you know?
He was a bit teary. He was a bit teary. He's been in charge for 5 years.
Yeah, he's done a cracking job.
Monday, I did nothing. Tuesday, I went to Halifax, Marvin, got absolutely furious.
Oh, I think I say lashed.
No.
Why did you get so angry?
It's a long story, but basically, they shoved the radio team in this dilapidated stand that hadn't been open for over a year with no electric and spider's webs everywhere. We did the radio commentary from the stairs, and I said to the guy, "Look, mate, I'm doing it from here because I'm arachnophobic, and that is a spider nightmare."
How bad was it?
Seriously, no.
It was like completely honest with me. Do not exaggerate.
I'm not exaggerating. It was like the loft scene from The Goonies.
I'm not exaggerating, Mom. I'm not exaggerating, but it's basically the most amount of cobwebs you've ever seen in your life. It was like Jumanji. Oh dear. Right, so you came back from Halifax.
Then I did the MPL show on Wednesday. I had a lovely time there at the Heaton Hops in Heaton Chapel. And then I've done interview after interview after interview, and now I've come here.
Brilliant stuff. You can do another interview with me, Ben. Why don't you fire some of your interview questions at me?
So what have you made at the start of the season? And you know,
hang on, who am I?
Oh, well, who do you want to be?
I don't know. I'll be Kidderminster. Sure,
Kidderminster. So, Marv, you had a cracky start.
Sorry, I don't want to be... that guy, but I'd really appreciate if you called me Mr. Willers.
Okay.
It just feels the right kind of tone to set for what is a formal radio interview, if you don't mind.
So, Mr. Willers, you've been managing Kidderminster.
Please, Ben, please. Call me Marv, please.
Marv, you've been managing Kidderminster now for about 4 years, and last season obviously was a relegation year. This season you're looking to bounce back. You've gone full time. What were your expectations at the start of the season?
First of all, Ben, let me just say thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the good work that we're doing here at Kidderminster. Second of all, I really appreciate the setup you gave me there by giving me all the facts that I needed before answering the question. I suppose in responding to it, I'd just say I wish I'd listened to what you'd said fully. And I think we've started well.
Well, obviously it's been a difficult start to the season because you are sixth. And you are one of the favourites. But obviously, it's a very competitive league that you're in this season. What have you made of the competition in the National League North?
I don't appreciate your tone. It's not been a difficult start. Sixth, right? We're doing pretty well. We're FC, mid-table.
Yeah, but
we're sixth, all right? We've been up, we've been down. Who are you lot? You come round here, into the league, thinking, oh, we're playing rubbish because we're only mid-table. That's not bad. Right, look at Braintree. Have you ever heard of Braintree? Ebbsfleet, who are they? Is it the same place? I don't know. We're at Tamworth these days. I don't mean geographically. I mean in the league system, Ben. Because Kidderminster Harriers, Ben, are an institution of football. I am proud to take those players onto the pitch, whether it be 11 or 10 of them, if one of them doesn't show up, because some of them work now, because we're not the financial powerhouse.
You are full-time.
We are the full-time powerhouse of financial responsibility that he expects at this level.
Just to be clear, FC United's been in the National League North a season longer than Kidderminster because you did get relegated into this division. Tamworth are in this league. I think you play them next week, actually. And, you know, it has been tricky. It has been tricky. But what are your expectations going forward?
I'm pinning a lot of hopes.
Can I finish the question?
Sorry.
For Kidderminster Harriers. And you know, did you enjoy getting beat 2-0 on Saturday from a bunch of part-timers?
I'm pinning my hopes, Ben, on my right winger, which we're just about to bring into the club on a new contract. His name's Carlos Roca, Ben, and we've done a fair bit of scouting, and we've identified that so far in his career, the first 70 minutes that he's played of every match has been what I would describe as stellar, Ben, absolutely impeccable. And then when you look at the statistics, the last 20 minutes, Ben, the statistics take a real dive. There's no goal scored in the last 20 minutes. In fact, he's hardly playing any minutes. I don't know what he's doing, but he's really not contributing to the game in any kind of way. So we thought, Ben, let's twist that on its head and let's play Carlos Roca for the last 20 minutes of every game, right? Let's really maximise his potential and force it into the central point, not the central, the end point there, the end 20 minutes to get that gold.
Are you still the Kidderminster Harriers manager? Are you now Carl Margeson? What is this?
No, I'm still Kidderminster, right? I mean, do you want me to come and manage FC? Because I will if you want.
I don't think there's a vacancy.
Oh, okay. Would you like there to be a vacancy?
No, of course not. No. Oh, yeah. We don't comment on that kind of thing.
No, I'm not asking FC United to comment on it. I'm asking you.
No, FC Radio don't comment on who.
I'm not asking FC Radio. I'm asking you. Oh, you know, I can do that. Ben is not speaking for half the radio station. Me is the manager of Kidderminster Harriers. I want to know what you think.
Well, we're on the record, aren't we? So
very well played. Yeah, try to get in there, ladies and gentlemen.
They really would have enjoyed the Carlos Roca bit because that was smart, that joke.
Do you think?
Yeah, it was smart.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, mate.
Obviously, the new guard won't understand it because they don't even know who Carlos Roca is. But
is there a new guard already?
Yeah.
The kid's coming up.
Somebody said, because I said the chanting on Saturday was old school. It was like the old days. Someone got a bit, thought it was sad that after 10 years, we've now got some old days.
Yeah.
But we have, haven't we? You know?
Oh, yeah, Ben. Yeah. God, yeah. Coming up,
we're going to discuss what we're going to do for our birthday because our 10th birthday is coming up in about 16 days and I've got nothing.
16 days?
Yeah, I don't know what to do for it.
10 years since what, exactly?
Since the first match FC Radio ever commentated on.
Playing anyone that day?
No.
All right, discussion coming up about what the hell we're going to do.
So, Marv, we were discussing the Football Supporters Federation Awards, which the final shortlist hasn't been drawn up yet, but we were on it last year, and we've only got better. So unless someone's got better than us,
better.
I think it's nailed on.
Well, Ben, we know how long it took the Liverpool fanzine lot to win it because they said last year.
But they
kept
getting nominated every year.
Yeah. But I don't want to be that guy, all right? I want to be in second week and not lose to Robbie Savage. Second year, all right? If I lose to Robbie Savage again, I'm not sure my heart can take it.
Why? I quite like getting
2 years in a row, Ben, is too
much. Fake praise from celebrities. I quite liked it.
Yeah, it was quite nice, yeah.
Especially Matt Chapman, I like that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Who did you nominate?
Well, Ben, I thought, you know, it'd be right to make a few nominations.
Yeah.
So I nominated This Club Is My Club, obviously.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to put us on the map a little bit. So I just nominated what I would consider some of our strongest shows. So I nominated The Shindig. It's slightly big-headed, but I put The Shindig down for best show. Best show in the country, Ben, basically, is what I'm saying. Best football show in the country. We proved that a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we did. Solid.
Yeah, I'll do it again. Who's that striker that United have got? Goran Ivanišević. He's a very good player, right?
It's Ibrahimović, isn't
it? What did I say?
The tennis player.
Zlatan Ibrahimović.
Yeah. You said Goran.
So I also nominated, Ben. You listen to what are you doing?
I'm checking the date. It's a Friday.
We have to do this at the same time, do we? We're talking here. I nominated Northern Lights.
Sorry.
What are you laughing at?
Because it's not on anymore.
But it's a great show.
Yeah, but Stephen would change the name of it, Mav. In the second year he did Northern Lights. It's an old show, by the way, for listeners who are new to the station.
Everyone knows Northern Lights.
No,
Ben.
Everyone knows Stephen Wood. Now, what people might not know is Stephen Wood was one of the original six that came on board back in...
The Magnificent Seven, but the slightly disappointing six.
No, the early six. The early six, the original six, on the 16th of August, he was part of that clan of 2010 who had a show called Northern Lights, and it was basically music... from the north.
He did some excellent musical explorations of bands like James and Cast.
And James,
yeah. So, you know, I thought he was worth a nomination.
Just to finish his storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen...
He's not dead, mate.
He's arc. He's story arc.
All right, yeah.
Stephen Wood then changed the name of the show to In the Area and decided to... Cast were too scouse for Stephen Wood. He went for Manc bands. Mm. And then after 2 weeks of doing that, he realised there's
Let's
not...
Let's play James again, he thought.
There's not that many Manc bands. We might think there's loads, but there's not.
Could I convince people that Supergrass are from Manchester?
No.
No.
So then he stopped.
I didn't like In the Area. I didn't tell him at the time. Northern Lights was his strong point. All right, you listening, Steve? Start doing Northern Lights again, mate. It was brilliant. So I nominated some other shows as well. Freestyling with Fintan. Nominated that.
Yeah.
Really good show.
It's not on anymore.
What?
He had to stop because he was busy with his work.
I genuinely didn't realise that. I thought we were still playing it. Mm. Well, it's just turned out pretty poor.
I have asked him to come back.
Okay. There was only a couple more shows. The Jazz Hour with Matt Nixon. Really strong. I mean, the stuff that he plays from all around the world in terms of... His access to jazz is just...
I feel like I should speak up for Steve Buick and say, Matt Nixon's no longer with us.
What's the jazz show I'm listening to?
Hot Biscuits.
Who's that by?
Steve Buick.
That's not Matt Nixon.
No. Matt Nixon left.
I thought he just changed at some point.
No, he was busy, wasn't he, doing Matt and Fred's and stuff.
I thought he just moved from, hey, this is Matt Nixon, to just talking like some guy from the north. Not even sure where in the north, but it's definitely the north.
Sunderland.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not convinced it is.
It's very Cumbrian, though.
I'd like to see a birth certificate, please, Steve.
Who are you? Donald Trump?
Yeah, why not? Anyway, none of that's true. I just nominated Shindig four times.
Buffer?
No, birthday.
Oh, yes. So the 18th, Friday the 18th of November, man.
Friday the 18th of November. So it's the day before a game, I assume.
Oh, that's a good question.
Shall I look that up?
I'll look it up.
All right. So what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is what to do, because it's 10 years on the Friday 18th of November since Swampy... Brian.
No, one Brian.
Oh, no, I don't mean Brian. I can see him in my brain, but his name's completely gone in my head. Roy. Swampy, Roy, and Sam, that's right. Little Sam. Tiny little fireman Sam. They went to a field with a chap called Paul, and Mike was there?
It was just Mike at that time. Is that the Willows?
At the Willows, and realised when they got there that there was no power cables for the 20-foot-long mixing desk that they'd bought to take with them, and realised they were going to have to trail a lead from the ground through to some person's house nearby, where they draped the lead through the kitchen window over the sink, while the father of the family was diligently doing the dishes, and they used their electricity, which cost them upwards of £3,000. But... still, it began.
What a day.
It began, and who knew it was going to come this far? No one did. And now we're 10 years down the line, and Swampy's now in China.
Yeah.
Roy still does TV from time
to
time?
No, he's retired.
He's retired. Sam?
Troublemaker.
Troublemaker, Sam. Brilliant news. Paul does...
Skiing, mainly.
Skiing. Yeah. Mike is...
He's doing an environment project in Wales.
There you go. And at some point, Ben and I got involved and kind of took it over a little bit and started putting all this schedule together. And then I got bored, so I backed away, and Ben left his job. So basically became unemployed and committed his life, it would appear, to progressing FCM
Radio.
I can't
leave now.
And he has
How can you leave?
He's boxed himself in well and true. But it doesn't stop the point that we're 10 years on and this is unbelievable. And we really should do something. So who are we playing the day after?
Nuneaton at Broadhurst.
At Broadhurst.
Right. I was toned with the idea.
So we really should get in touch with the club and make sure that it's announced at least on the speakers. And you get to record the crowd maybe cheering.
They won't cheer. They'll go, what's that?
Well, I'd like to think somewhere, Ben, rocking John Cron is in the crowd and he goes, oi, oi! That's all I want.
Should we invite... We should invite everyone to that game, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should.
Right.
If the club will have them.
Let's get a list together. Have you got a pen? Yeah. We need to write
I've got a computer, Ben. Right, I mean, okay, that's probably a...
Right, let's pen a letter.
All right.
Starting off with the recipients of the letter.
Dear... So, oh, start with the recipients.
Okay, so, right. Marv.
F-A-O, yeah.
Right, Marv.
Yes, mate.
Ben.
Yes, mate. No, my name's Marv.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the list of people...
Oh, mine is... I'm first on the list. That's yeah. Nice. Yeah, Ben. Yeah.
Ben.
You'll be there, but fine.
Cockers.
Cockers, yeah. Dylan as a result, because...
No.
And I'm... No?
No,
okay,
no plus ones.
No plus ones.
Rocking John Crom.
This is interesting the way that Ben's going to do this, because you're going to find out, DJs, how important you are to Ben.
Scott Taylor.
You've committed yourself to this, right? Yeah, Scott Taylor, who's next?
Neil Boo.
Neil, yeah.
Stevie D.
Stevie D and...
Stevie Doe.
And Doe. Yeah, I've even written and Doe. I've put commas between the rest of them, but Stevie D and Doe, you are a pair.
Claire.
Which Claire?
Robinson.
Oh, not Montgomery. Right, okay. She doesn't get an invitation.
And...
Aidan and Claire?
Yeah, Aidan and Claire.
That's my point.
Yeah, yeah, Aidan and Claire.
Good grief. I mean, I gave you a window there and you chose to refuse it.
Sam.
Sam, Fireman Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roy Williamson.
Yeah.
Josh Dyson.
Little Josh. Little baby Josh.
Stephen Wood.
There's a lad called Josh in my office, right? And this week someone said to him, what are you doing? What are you working on at the moment, Josh? And he said, I'm just working on being the best Josh I can be.
Loser.
No, future CEO right there. Basically, he's doing nothing, Ben. We all know it. We all know he's doing nothing, but he just straight-faced looks at just being the best Josh I can be.
Stephen Wood.
Stevie.
Paul Hinson.
Yeah.
James Quinn.
Yeah.
Emily Maguire.
I mean, we're just naming the current team.
Brian.
Emily, Brian, yeah. Swampy. Swamper. Yeah.
Pace.
Pace. Oh, lovely little Pace, yeah. Matt Nixon. Yeah.
Chris Rogers.
Mike Ward. Chris Rogers.
Here
we go. Getting into the depths now. Come on. Steve Buick, we're not seeing him yet.
Roy Slinger.
Roy.
Bill Mitten. How could you forget Mitten's End?
Mitten.
Bill Mitten.
Yeah.
What else? Who else have we got?
You've got loads of shows these days that have come on recently that I've got no idea.
Lady Lexus.
Lady Lexus.
And
who do you do the female women's commentary with?
Gladys Baum.
Gladys Baum, thank you.
Paul Harrison.
Hazza.
Liam. Tim.
Liam.
O'Reilly.
Matt's cousin, thank you. Yeah. He won't come.
It was Tony Fever. That was his real
name. Tony Fever, Ben. Yes, yeah. It was.
Show's still on. We still put it on. I had a load of names then.
Steve Wood.
Have we mentioned Steve Wood already?
Yeah, but he's on the list again because he's very important.
Tim Brown.
Tim Brown.
Uma Missioner. We're missing someone really important. Larry.
The Lamb.
Larry.
Larry. Just Larry, Larry.
Anyone else?
Ben, I think what we should do at this point is take this, as you'd say, in a meeting.
Offline.
Offline, Ben.
Well, okay, right, let's pen the letter now.
Okay, right. This is quite a long link. Okay.
Okay.
Dear
comrades.
Comrades. Yes, Ben.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Kind regards.
Kind regards.
Ben.
Ben.
In brackets.
Yeah.
And Marv.
No, well, I'd like to write my own bit.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday. Slightly warmer regards, Marv.
And can you also mention we need to get Ali, Paul, And Mike copied in as well.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. And you missed Matt Nixon off.
No, I didn't.
No, you got Matt Nixon out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I said Matt Nixon, yeah.
Yeah. Is that it? That's good enough celebration.
Oh, Stuart James. Stuart James.
There's
Stuart James there.
Anyone else? Martin
Abrams. Fingon.
Martin Abrams.
Abrams. Why have we forgotten? Helen. Helen Hall. She did a show for a while.
Is that it?
Sonia. Sonja.
That was who I was thinking of.
Sonja. Who are you thinking of?
Bonus round.
Russell Clark. There he goes. In he comes. We should probably invite Vez because she does all of our jingles. Let's just go mad with it. Ronan Keating did a jingle once for us.
He did, didn't he?
Stubbs.
Stubbs.
Ray Stubbs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
John Champion.
Yeah, we got
and Lee Sharp.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And
yeah. I think in the email, rather than just saying happy birthday, kind regards, we should probably say
Terry Christensen.
Do you want to come down to the match? Blah, blah, blah.
But
I know we can't send it now, but I think what you need to do is say to the club, hey, we're inviting all the radio lockdown. Is it all right if we have a bit of the bar? You know, kind of.
Bit of the bar? Yeah. Oh, what, like Cusco Malcolm?
Yeah.
We'll partition a third of the bar.
That's not what I'm saying.
I can imagine all those people coming and going, why are they going in there? Look at him. Look at him in there. What are they doing?
I want a sign up which says private.
Members only, in brackets. Not those members.
Not those members. Special members. Anyway, right, Ben, we need to move on. We've not decided what we're going to do on the 10th birthday yet, but we're going
to... I was telling me the idea of getting Sam and Roy to...
To be honest, what we're going to probably do is use this as a massive opportunity to raise some funds. So you're going to see a lot of promotion over the next few weeks. Just going, hey, everyone, we've been going 10 years. Did you know you could donate to us? Hey, hey, look, a donate button. Press it. It's going to be that for basically 2 weeks on the run-up. And then, hey, it's a birthday. And then the day after, nothing for another 10 years. Actually, another 15 years. That'll be another one.
Yeah. Well, no, we've got that. Then you've got the 10 years of the official launch.
How long do I have to do this for? Seriously.
Official launch is 4 years away, the 10th birthday.
Till then?
Yeah.
Yeah? Can I have that in writing?
Well, why do you want to leave?
I just think, Ben, at some point, like, I'm 36 now, yeah? Actually, in 4 years' time, I'll be 40.
Yeah.
Maybe that's... In fact, I'll be 40 a week after that point.
Just to say that,
so,
Marv,
that is
what
a great
do
point
with your time?
To just say, you know what?
What are you going to do? Go to North Manchester FM?
I don't know, Ben, but do something else. I've been doing this for 15 years, it feels like.
Well, it will be at that point.
Oh, God.
This is the big time launch.
Oh, God, since you've been coming around here, eating your duck, getting a migraine, doing the swearathon, there was a good days.
They'll come back, Marv.
I'm going to do that on my birthday.
That's what we'll do on our 10th birthday. We'll do a swear-a-thon.
Shall we? Should we do a swear-a-thon?
We'll get everyone round here so you could come up with the best...
I'm not the social fruit I used to be, Ben.
You could come up with the best sweary segment of radio.
Yeah. Right.
So media review?
I have to move right on to the media review. That is the correct answer, Ben. Well played.
Where do you want
to
start?
Well, two big things to discuss, which is the Bake Off final and...
Apprentice,
of course.
Well, let's start with Bake Off Report.
Bake Off Report. I think Candice deserved to win because she was the only one that served up a picnic collection at the end with everything pretty much done as she intended. There were some mistakes with the poor Jane and a chocolate colour. Imagine wearing a chocolate collar, Ben. You could put it on there. Oh, it's too cold. It won't come off. Well, let it warm up a little bit then. No, I've not got time because I've got to present the cake. It's not for the cake. It's for my neck, Jane. The thing that was suspicious about Jane, I thought, was that she had a son on saying something to the effect of, now, mum's just always done things for other people. This is the first thing she's really done for herself. Let me tell you this about Jane, Ben. What else they said about Jane? She runs her own business. Oh, that's doing something pretty much for yourself there, Jane. Yeah? You're not doing it to please anyone else. You're doing that for yourself, you selfish so-and-so. Where are you going? Bake some cake. Oh, you are.
And Tintin didn't do well. I think he was...
No, I had a terrible week, Ben.
Solid.
I just tried making some tarts. But the tarts, Ben. I put my creme patissier in the tart there.
In the tart,
but the Turkish cream there. It fell over the toy to the tart.
Turkish cream?
The syrup. It went over the toy to the tart there.
Over the top.
And it gave me a soggy bottom.
A soggy bottom.
And I don't like a soggy bottom, mate.
And you don't
hang
like
on, I'm crossing in a bimini. Hang on
yeah,
a second.
Yeah.
No, he didn't have a great week. It was kind of a timid ending to the series.
It was, because there was only one winner.
And it's a shame, in a way, they didn't know that they weren't going to have another series at the end of that series, because I think they probably would have done a bit more with it. And it's a bit of a shame that the Bake Off is petering out like that. And I did reflect on the whole going to Channel 4 thing again when I was watching it, Ben, and thinking it is a genuine shame that Bake Off, as it is right now, with those two judges and those two hosts and in that tent, it's a shame it's not going to be like that anymore. It might be great in a different way. I doubt it. But it might be. Channel 4 might pull it out of the bag somehow.
They're not.
I mean, how is that going to be
done?
There's people. I was thinking about this the other day, because we could. I was thinking about recording a radio play about the production team responsible for doing the next Bake Off and what those conversations are like round a table at the moment, where they're basically going, "Oh, we're screwed, guys. We are. What are we going to do? What do they do?
They can't.
How do they make it exciting?
Channel 4 can't even find a presenter for the Crystal Maze. How on earth are they going to manage with the Bake Off?
There's that moment where Candice was kind of getting a bit teary at the end and saying how much she genuinely appreciated winning it. And I went with it, and I believed it. And I think that it's gonna lose that. I feel like I'm gonna watch the Channel 4 one, whoever wins it at the end of it, and we'll probably cry, and I'm gonna sit there cynical.
That's if you're watching it that far in.
Exactly. Is it gonna make it that far? Who knows?
It's like Naked Attraction. I stopped watching after 4 weeks.
4 weeks, Ben. Yeah. I stopped watching after 4 minutes. Good grief. Nobody wants to see that. So yeah, that was Bake Off. Anything else to say about Bake Off? Chocolate collar.
Apprentice.
Yeah.
Apprentice. Marv. Somebody left.
Well, yeah.
So two people left.
Several things happened right at the start of the week. First off, a girl called Granola turned up, who I don't remember seeing so far this series, and managed the one of the teams. Team Titans, I think it was, or whatever the other one's called. Sulfur? Is that what it's called? Team Sulfur? Nebulous? One of
Nebulous.
Those. Yeah, so a girl, new girl turned up. No idea who she was. Not seen her in the previous weeks, but her name was...
Looks like the Northern girl, but with... Just more tied her eyes.
Yeah, and her hair pulled back much tighter. Yeah. Jessica lets it flow free like a river. She had it tied back like a... Something you tie back, I don't know, a horse. I'm not calling her a horse. So she had a pretty poor week. But then before they even got anywhere, another girl who I don't remember seeing before, I'm joking, I do remember her because she was quite the moaner last week. She decided that she'd had enough of the process. She said, "I'm not really having fun. I want to go home to my husband and my kids." And who wouldn't? Let's be honest, I'm surprised you lasted this long. I'm surprised the others are carrying on. It can only mean that they have no souls. So congratulations, you have a soul. We will return you home. Who got fired in the end?
The one who... Macabre?
Bowtie! Yeah. Oh, Bowtie, George Michael beard. Yeah, he went home, and deservedly so. He's been in that process too long, just kind of raising an eyebrow at things.
There's thousands of him. Thousands. Wandering around offices across this world, saying things, trying to sound clever, with no substance behind them whatsoever. That's why he's wearing a bow tie, because that's his personality.
Ben,
there, tied in a little knot round his neck.
Do you know what occurred to me this week?
What?
That there must be people in the world, nay, this country, Ben, that watch The Apprentice and think to themselves, this is actually a representation of the best of British business people. Because they don't realise it's a ridiculous television programme. You know what I mean? They'll be invested in them. And
look what happened with Brexit.
Exactly, Ben. It's what I've been thinking about. There are. Like, it's not like you and I watch it going, "This is the funniest show on television." People actually watch it and discuss.
Take notes.
Yeah. Oh, God, Ben.
It was good. It was good task so far. Our friend JP did do well, though. Did he?
No, he didn't. I mean, ever since I did an impression of him on the radio, he's hardly said two words since. It's very distressing for me. Really want to get that voice locked in again.
Good tease. Good tease. He made good tease.
Yeah, he made very good tease, yeah. You know, there was some obvious errors. The whole not asking the customer what they're going to spend and how big they are and stuff like that.
How much money do people in London have?
I know, ridiculous, right?
For a scarf?
How much did you sell that pack for? 725. Jessica from the north seemed to take to it like a duck to water. Why wasn't she going, "Sorry, how much is this?"
She might be from Wilmslow. Just to let you know some other news, and Apple have released their new MacBook, Marv.
All right.
And they've also announced that their prices have increased somewhat. And when I say somewhat, I mean a lot. So the prices have now changed, and that's because of Brexit, Mav. So for a MacBook Pro...
We've not left Europe yet.
For a MacBook Pro, you were looking at £2,499 brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's £3,000. For an iMac 4K, it was just over £1,000. Now it's £1,500. I don't know whether to be angry at UKIP or whether to be angry at Apple, just to be angry at me nana. I don't know. But I am angry. Because that Mac we've got for the station is due for retirement. And now I'm going to have to stretch out another year when I know for a fact, at some point, the battery's going to bend like a quaver.
Or, Ben.
Like it always does.
Or, Ben.
Yeah.
Stop buying Apple products.
We can't, man.
Show them a lesson.
It's not Apple's fault.
Huh?
It's not Apple's fault.
Yeah, it is. They're choosing to put the prices up.
Don't be that guy.
All right. You're saying you don't know who to be angry at. I'd be angry at everybody, Ben. There's no one in the right here. Look at Marmite. Look what they did, all right? We're living in a world where Marmite took Tesco to town. What is going on?
And just to say, for the last 2 weeks on Question Time, I've been slightly scared. Mm. In fact, I spoke to someone at Halifax who's actually a student at Huddersfield University. And we need to invite the Huddersfield University lads down. Julian Verdi as well, and the Bilary Cultures chaps
good
as well. So he was from Hartlepool, and he said, "Did you watch Question?" He actually said to us, "Did you watch Question Time last week?" And we went, "Yep, Hartlepool's a lovely place." He went, "Yeah, I'm from there. I'm apologising to everyone." We went, "Oh, okay,
right.
Well, I'm sure it's not representative of the town. Probably is."
Did you say that to him?
No.
Right.
I did say it's probably not representative of the town. Did you and then said did to you James Quinn on the side.
Right, so you did whisper that good at some point. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it was much better this week from Gloucester, funnily enough. That's who I see a plane today. And Ken Loach was in the on the panel.
Really?
And Ken Loach is one of these people. I don't mean to sound like Swampy or anything, but he's sincere and you can't really argue against what he says because he does it in such a calm way. You could tell that all the politicians are frightened of him.
True.
Frightened.
Very true, Ben.
Well, that is the end of the Shindig Breakfast Show for this week. Coming up in a second or two, we'll be hearing from Red Rebel Radio and Swampy. After that, it's FC Live.
FC Live. Wait. Huh? We don't proceed FC Live anymore.
Well, no, it's Red Rebel Radio. There's a segment of Red Rebel Radio where Swampy's talking about football. That goes in at the start of
FC
Live.
How long is
that? About 10 minutes.
We're losing the last 10 minutes. That's when our audience goes through the roof, Ben. What'd you give that away for without checking with me? I thought you were putting him on before us.
No.
It eats into
FC Live.
We're supposed to run up to FC Live. No. It's the only chance we've got of getting anyone listening. Swampy's over in China and more people listen to him. Just because it's Swampy. What chance does someone like Stephen Wood have?
Stephen Wood doesn't do a show on...
Well, he should. He should bring Northern Lights back and play Cast again. We all enjoyed it.
I tell you what Stephen Wood's going to be doing.
What?
Tuesday night, FA Youth Cup.
There you go.
FC United against Carlisle United. From Broadhurst Park, myself and Stephen Wood, Stato Paul, will be there.
Here's something that's happened this week. I keep getting Carl Marchison confused with MK Dons manager Carl Robinson.
Don't do that.
I got quite shocked when I went on to BBC website this week and found that he'd been sacked. The what? Why is this being reported in the... Carl Robinson. Got it.
You can get in touch with us, Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk. Don't forget the new hashtag, FCUMCup.
That's right, get in touch with your names for Ben to order his coffee in.
And get in touch as well for how we should celebrate our 10th birthday.
Yeah.
That's coming up on the 18th of November. I am going to get Sam and Roy to commentate on that match. I think that'd be nice.
That would be lovely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, God, yeah. And yeah, look out for the 10th birthday celebrations. We will be marking the event with something.
We don't even got a jingle or anything.
No, I mean, I'll do some jingles. I mean, sure, that's
easy
enough.
What are you going
to do? Like a really lonely person singing happy birthday by themselves.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then sobbing after.
Lots of crying.
Yeah.
Despite the fact there's only one person singing it, it definitely sounds like at least five people crying. Instantly funny. So there's one, yeah, and they'll probably do some kind of attempt at an actual uplifting advert to say what an amazing achievement it's been.
That's about it.
Yeah, and then I'll probably just do one for Northern Lights.
Marv, we've got enough time for Marv's political thought of the week.
Oh, great. what's happened this week. I'm actually aware of nothing.
The clocks are going back.
When?
Sunday, I think.
When?
Sunday.
This Sunday coming?
Yeah.
Thank God for that. I thought I'd ruined an entire week.